Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, January 20th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Winter storms are upon us, and our contract, when used properly, allows the airline to respond to operational irregularities while ensuring pay and schedule protections for flight attendants. Relevant contract sections that you should study closely under these circumstances include sections 8, 9, 10, and 12. Lineholder flight attendants at their home domicile who are pay protected when flying domestic IDs through the line guarantee in section 8J or when flying international IDs through section 12I are subject to reassignment under these provisions of the contract. There is an educational AFA fact on our website that includes an explanation of this contract language along with examples. Flight attendants on domestic IDs when out of domicile should review Section 9K, Irregular Operations, and when on international IDs, Section 12R, for international reassignments. Flight attendants serving reserve status may want to download the Reserve Survival Guide from our website and carry it on your trips. Our contract includes specific direction on order of assignment or reassignment, as the case may be, to an open position. The order of assignment is delineated in contract section 9I domestically and 12Q internationally. This order of assignment includes the steps the company must complete before resorting to drafting for minimum staffing to cover a flight. In any irregularity or during daily operations, your contract is your best resource and should always be your first preference. As we reported last week, AFA has previously proposed to United Management that flight attendants be provided the choice to have profit-sharing payments distributed in cash, 401k, or some combination thereof. The company and AFA have no disagreement on the desired outcome. Management announced today in United's weekly operational update that as a result of the required modifications to automation, the company will not be able to distribute the profit-sharing payments in the manner desired this year and has made a commitment for profit-sharing payments made in 2013. AFA has been advised that some dependent files on Skynet are still not available for certification. The company has advised us that the dependent information listed in the All About Me section on Skynet does not affect whether those dependents have health care coverage. The company expects the remaining dependents files to be available Monday, January 23, 2012. Due to this delay in uploading these files, the company is extending the deadline to certify dependents until March 9, 2012. We are receiving a number of questions from members who, after accessing United's employee res site, are finding that they have not received their vacation pass allocation that was issued by the company January 1, 2012, for either 2011, 2012, or both years. Management has advised AFA that employees who have not received their allocation of vacation passes should send an email to etc@coair.com, including your name and file number, and a detail of what vacation pass allocation is missing. The subject line of the email should be Missing Vacation Passes. United Management confirmed today that USA 3000 will cease operations on January 30, 2012. Our AFA colleagues at this carrier have weathered the virtual shuttering of their airline professionally and with pride. Effective on this date, our reciprocal cabin seat agreement with them will be canceled. Our website will be updated after that date to reflect this discontinuation. On February 6, 2012, the CWA Executive Board will meet to discuss potential endorsements of the candidates for President of the United States. The presidential election is just 11 months away, and to help make any decision that is representative of our union, the CWA Executive Board is seeking our input. A presidential endorsement is not only a major decision, it is a significant statement of support. If CWA does endorse a candidate, he or she would have the full support of CWA's political resources. Your voice and your vote is critically important. CWA's political resources come from voluntary contributions that CWA members make to the CWA Political Action Fund. There are two ways you can vote and make your voice heard. You can text the words EPOLL257913 to the number 69866. You can visit www.cwavotes.org/epoll. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.